Golf has Tiger Woods, tennis has the Williams sisters, now NASCAR wants to find some black auto racing stars. From its earliest days, stock car racing has appealed mainly to whites, and its heroes have been Southern racers such as Richard Petty and Dale Earnhardt. But NASCAR is hoping to broaden its appeal and attract more non-white drivers and fans, NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
Like most racetracks in small southern towns, the South Boston Speedway in Virginia seems an unlikely place for an exercise in multiculturalism. On race days here, the crowd is overwhelmingly white, as are the drivers, the pit crews, and the chaplain who leads the pre-race prayer.
Father, we ask your blessing upon this race. We pray every competitor will do their very best. For it is in Jesus' name we pray these things and give thanks. Amen.
It's at tracks like this where NASCAR is taking its first steps toward diversity. At a recent South Boston race, behind the wheel of a bright red Dodge pickup, was Bill Lester, NASCAR's only African-American driver. A 41-year-old rookie, Lester hopes to usher in a new era in stock car racing.
I've pretty much been a pioneer throughout my whole career. When I was racing in amateur racing, essentially I was the only black guy out here. When I started doing my first professional forays, essentially I was the only one. I hope to think that that will change, and I hope to think that I might be a catalyst for change.
Lester has a long way to go before he hits the big time. He drives not in the Winston Cup Series, NASCAR's most prominent division, but in pickup truck races that attract little-known drivers and smaller crowds. At each speedway he visits, Lester tries to break down stereotypes about racing and racism.
Traditionally, it's been a place here in NASCAR that most African Americans wouldn't want to gravitate to because, you know, there are symbols of the past, such as the Confederate flag, that we don't feel comfortable with. But the fact of the matter is that I get along with virtually everyone. And when I'm out here, I'm not doing it to be a black race car driver. I'm doing it because I'm a race car driver who happens to be black.
Though Lester is NASCAR's only current African American driver, he's not the first. A few others preceded him, including the legendary Wendell Scott, who shocked the white NASCAR establishment by winning a race in 1963. But unlike those pioneers, who typically were poorly financed, Lester has a large sponsor, Daimler Chrysler, and is part of a major campaign to change the sport's image. Dora Taylor is NASCAR's newly hired diversity affairs manager.
As a worldwide sport with a worldwide following, we want to make sure that everyone is aware that they are welcome and wanted in our sport in every capacity.
In addition to helping Lester's career get off the ground, NASCAR has recruited several Latino drivers, created a diversity council, and is offering scholarships for minorities to attend its technical school. All this is new territory for an institution rooted in the rural South. The president of Lowe's Motor Speedway in Charlotte, Humpy Wheeler, remembers when the only role for African Americans at racetracks was as sideshow attractions.
They used to have the Dunk Leroys, where they throw a ball and hit a spot and the black kid would go in the water. I mean, that would be in the infield of a track, actually, back in the 60s.
Today, racing executives like Wheeler see minorities in a very different role as potential customers. He says NASCAR could increase its revenue hundreds of millions of dollars a year by attracting more black fans.
For instance, we figured the population of North Carolina, African-American population, somewhere around 28 or 29%. Well, if you're selling tickets to something and you knock 28 or 9% of the market out, that's pretty rough.
Wheeler says the best way to gain minority fans is to develop more minority drivers, not just rookies competing in truck races, but bona fide superstars who gain national prominence in the Winston Cup circuit. That's a lofty goal, and few racing insiders feel it will happen soon. Sam Belnavis knows how hard it is to recruit minority drivers. At this garage outside Charlotte, he and his partner are getting ready to debut a new Winston Cup car this weekend that will make them the sport's only African-American team owners. Still, they ended up hiring a white driver because Belnavis says he simply couldn't find a minority qualified to compete in NASCAR's top division.
The inventory of African-American drivers is limited because the welcome mat hasn't been totally a welcome mat. So it's a sport that's awaiting diversity.
Belnavis, a former marketing executive, considers minority outreach essential to NASCAR's future. He says the sport must attract a broad audience to justify its multi-billion-dollar TV contract and to fill seats at newly built tracks. Those newer speedways are in cities like Chicago and Cincinnati, places outside the South, where old racing traditions mean little. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, South Boston, Virginia.